Okay. I wanted to talk with you about channeling. And I was born and raised in a Christian home that was very emphasized in gifts of the Spirit, speaking in tongues, prophesying. About 6 months ago, I read a book called Open to Channeling, and I loved the book, and I did the exercises in it. And then about 2 months ago, I started listening to Seth Speaks, and I, on and off, when I was growing up, I would pray in tongues and experience that. And then a couple months ago, I was listening to Seth Speaks, and I laid down. I was just tired, and I wanted to relax and just relax my mind, just completely relax my conscious mind. And I felt my hand start to move, and I knew it wasn't me moving it. And that was the beginning, and I started doing that more and more every day. And I like it. I like it. It feels connected, and I want to understand more about that. I listened to a YouTube video where you were talking about in the beginning days when Esther was receiving Abraham, how it was awkward. And now when I relax my conscious mind, I will speak in tongues, and I'll get bouts of, like, just hilarious laughter, like, just pure laughter. And then my body will, like, convulse almost, not like a seizure or anything, but it's moving, and I want to understand more about it, and I want to understand why speaking in tongues, what's happening, and how I can have more clear English come out. There's been a few times when I'm praying that I'll say I love you, or it has to be, or it's done, or more, or a few things like that. So I'm just really curious about more about that, and how I can be more open and connect it.
Well, there are a number of things that we want to say to you about this, and you're going to enjoy the conversation because of the experiences that you've been living. What we say is going to make a lot of sense to you. But we want to just give you some basis, especially in light of what we've been talking about already here today. Everyone is an extension of this source energy. Mm-hmm. So all of you have this non-physical intelligence that man wants to call God or source. The thing that keeps people from not feeling personal about that is that they haven't known about managing their vibration, and so they're sort of all over the place vibrationally. So sometimes things happen and they get some insight. Mm-hmm. Relative to the subject of praying, we just want to start there, because there are a lot of people that are praying from a place of sadness or worry or desperation. Mm-hmm. And so even though they're asking with a lot of fervor, and source is aware of them and flowing answers to them, the vibrational variance, because of what they're focused upon, is so drastic that they don't have any sense of the answers coming. They can't interpret them.
Right.
So again, we want to say what we've been saying all day here today, and we'll say a lot for a while, is that you want to get on that high-flying disc, and then that's why meditation quite often is the precursor to beginning to receive something. Because when you quiet your mind, you stop thought, and when you stop thought, you stop resistance, and when you stop resistance, your vibration raises. But in that quieted mind, you said you were resting, you said you were tired. But as you're resting with that quieted mind, even though the impulses of thoughts are coming to you, you're not queued up in a way to interpret or articulate. Esther says each time she stands in preparing herself to allow us to flow through her, she always says, "I want to speak clearly your words." And what that means to her, it means so much. It's really a big statement, but it means, I want to put myself in vibrational readiness so that when your blocks of thoughts come, I can interpret them. So what's happening in these beginning unfoldings for you is that you have an awareness of the block of thought. That's what speaking in tongues is.
Yeah.
It's a receiving of the energy, but is actually a pure interpretation of the energy.
Yeah.
In this sense, we're not speaking words. Source is not speaking words. Source is offering knowing.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a radio signal that you are receiving the transmission of. And so at an unconscious level, you will begin to interpret that radio signal into something that is meaningful. So it's just the beginning of something that will become more and more clear. In the beginning, the words are more general because the concepts are being offered to you generally. People, as they begin this process, often they're receiving words like love and all is well or be well. Esther discovered that as she was beginning this process, that when she found in her own mind the word willing, I'm willing, it was like she was finally giving herself permission to let this experience happen.
Yeah.
So you have a lot of momentum already going. The background that you have with your family, the background that you have in your church, the realization that that consciousness is there and that it is offering to you, the realization that you can receive it, you see. And it's true of all of you. You want to in varying degrees. We want you to know that if you've ever sneezed, you've channeled. And we've never liked the word very much because it means all kinds of different things to different people. When Esther first began this work and she was meeting other people that were doing what they called channeling, she was sure she never wanted to be under that label because it was really different from what she was doing. She saw, because of our explanation, she saw that she was tapping into infinite intelligence. And if she was in the right vibrational stance, that she could receive an impression that was so unavoidably clear to her. There's never confusion about what to be said. It's a point of clarity, and it just comes with a little bit more allowing. The thing that gets in the way of most people when they want to have this experience is that they try too hard. It's something that you want to allow to be, not something that you want to make happen. And the speaking in tongues is an indication of making it happen. It's like asking for dialogue before you're really ready at that unconscious level. But we're not encouraging you to stop it. We're not saying that it is something that you should not do. We're just saying, don't try to push it. Just let it be. And then as the words begin to come, as you say, they are beginning to come, just enjoy them as they come. And that momentum will become more and more and more until you'll feel this seamless conversation taking place. In the beginning, Esther worried. Jerry worried about it too. What if we gather a room full of people and Abraham doesn't show up? Or what if we gather a room full of people and Esther isn't in a place where she can receive them clearly? But in short order, they became aware that they had managed to carve out that path of least resistance well enough that there was not anything to worry about. And then they worried about the readiness of the audience. For a while, they were meeting only in Texas and they were moving from mostly in the living room. In fact, we sat in that chair in the home seminars for quite a while. And then they began going to Dallas and Austin and so forth, going to a different city each weekend. And so a lot of the same people were coming to the seminars each month. And so they thought, well, maybe we need to have newcomers seminars and maybe we need to have old timers seminars. And it didn't work well because everybody wanted to come to all of them. But after a while, they began to relax and realize that law of attraction is gathering the audience. Mm-hmm. And law of attraction has gathered the non-physical components as well. And you, or Esther, or any of you who are in that place of wanting to be the interpreter, all you have to do is be on your high-flying disc and be in a place where you're not introducing contradiction into the mix, and then it flows.
So the reason that it comes out speaking in tongues is because there's too much trying.
Too much trying, too much wanting to make it verbal. Mm-hmm. Just let it be an emotional experience for a while.
Okay.
Let it be emotional communication. Let it be vibrational communication.
Yeah.
And say to yourself things like, when the words are obvious, I will know it. When the words are obvious, I will know it.
And just let it flow. So focus on just experiencing the emotion of it and just letting it flow.
There's another thing that's really significant for you to know. Think how many languages are on this planet.
Mm-hmm.
So when you think of speaking in tongues, you might be trying to interpret in every language at the same time.
Sometimes it sounds like
And that's sort of something that has been an ongoing momentum for a while. So what you might want to say is, I interpret and reason best in this which is my language. Mm-hmm. And it is my intention to interpret in this language that is meaningful to me. Mm-hmm. Set that as an intention from your high flying disc. And then also, everyone doesn't want to have this experience. Esther did not want to have this experience. She is fairly certain that if she'd seen this coming, she would have headed it off. Because it's just weird, or in the beginning, that's what she thought. It's just weird. In other words, she doesn't try to explain to people, what do? I write books.
There you go, yeah.
She doesn't say, well, I get on my high-flying disc, and I quiet my mind, and I achieve a vibrational frequency that allows infinite intelligence to project thought to me, which then at an unconscious level, I receive and I'm able to express. In other words, that's a lot for people to swallow. Mm-hmm. And yet everybody's doing a measure of it every day. So it's just a matter of relaxing into it. And you get to identify what part of it you want to play. This is another thing that, another piece that we think will be helpful to any of you who are looking for this experience. And that is, we've been talking about the deliberate creative process, or the creative process is three steps. Step one is ask. Contrast causes you to do that. You can't stop doing that. Step two is source answers. Source offers the vibrational equivalent of what you are asking for immediately. Step three is you must be in a vibrational place to receive it. So the thing about this is that when you have a question, the vibration of a question and the vibration of the answer are different frequencies, because you usually ask your questions from lower flying discs, don't you? I've got an issue, or I'm confused about this, or I want clarification about this. The vibration of a solution is a very different frequency than the vibration of a problem. So when you are the receiver, your work is step three. The source will do the answering. You don't have to. You just have to be in the place of receiving and let someone else do the asking.
That's what I was going to ask too, is would it be helpful for me to have, because right now I'm just trying to relax my conscious mind and get used to the disconnectedness.
Enormously helpful,
so,
in time.
Okay.
We wouldn't rush it.
No.
But what you can do in the meantime, yes, that's a good idea. But what you can do in the meantime is, as you're moving through your day and if something occurs to you that you would like clarification of, make a point of noting that question. Write it down.
Okay.
And then say to yourself something like, when I have an opportunity, I'm going to sit and receive the answer to that. Not when I have an opportunity, I'm going to sit and ask that question again.
No.
Because when you sit and ask that question, it puts you in the vibration of the question. So I'm going to wake up, I'm going to be on my high-flying disc, and I'm going to receive clarification about that. And as you make a deliberate distinction between the asking within you and the receiving within you, you'll feel clarity coming too.
Yeah. So if I was to receive the answer in a verbal format, would I remember it after, or do I need to record it, or how does that work?
Well, you'll have a sensation of it. You'll have a sense of it. It's nice to record it, because then you can listen back, because when you're in that receiving mode, it is a different point of awareness from your point of view. But we're speaking this to all of you. Esther has been noting how it's like the universe will set her up for a question. And then at the perfect time, the universe will deliver the answer to that question. And it's usually hours later, or a day later, or some other time than when the question is active. So just begin noticing that once you're identifying what it is you want to know, how this clarification is coming to you. The answers are streaming to you all the time. All the time. Yeah. Be easy about it and be playful about it.
Okay.
Yeah. Enough?
Well, can I ask one more?
Certainly.
Okay. It's about what is happening when I'm speaking in tongues. Is it possible that I am releasing my own resistance on an unconscious level, or the resistance of somebody that I care about? Am I, because that's kind of what it feels like is happening.
We wouldn't make a big thing about it, but we would acknowledge when that begins to happen, try just focusing on the idea that you want meaningful words to occur to you. We don't think that it's that you're releasing resistance. We think that it's an indication of resistance.
Okay. Okay, that makes sense, yeah.
And so when the resistance is gone, then clarity will be in its place.
Mm.
It's a really good thing.
Okay.